10,000 baby boomers a day are turning 65, and that's for the next 17 years. So get ready to explore various topics such as healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Presented by ControlMyCare.info. And without further ado, Aging Info Radio and your host, Susan Wacky.
Welcome to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. And if you are a weekly listener, thank you for listening. And welcome if this is your first time. I am Susie Zawacki, your host. And weekly I invite expert guests on to teach us many things about and for our aging journey. And our website is aginginforadio.com. And there you can listen to our show streaming live and or on podcasts shortly after we air 24/7. You can listen to those podcasts. Well, I have a really great show today. And like firefighters, family caregivers tend to stomp out one flaring crisis after another, while other family members may not have any clue of the challenges this family member goes through on a daily basis. Today, my show is for and about family caregiving and all the basics. There's about 39% of adults who are family caregivers to some degree or another. And I recently heard in the United States there are 93 million caregivers, or like I've said before, you're either a caregiver, you've been one, you know of one, or you will be one. Caregiving will directly or indirectly cross your path at some point in your lifetime. And my guest today is Angie Landmesser. She is the Director of Business Development for a wonderful company called Partners in Senior Care. Welcome, Angie, to Aging Info Radio.
Thank you, and thank you so much for having me.
Angie, you have been managed and owned a home care agency for 20 years. And for all the family caregivers that are listening or people that know people that are caregivers, why hire a professional?
Well, first of all, you need to give yourself the gift of care, because caregiver burnout is such a problem, and you can't love and care for your loved one unless you care for yourself. So by having an agency come in and help, it really helps you and your loved one. And it's so important, especially in the state of Illinois, to make sure that the agency is licensed. It's a law. If you hire a caregiver from a company, that company must be licensed. And they can either be licensed as a home services agency or a home services placement agency. And a placement agency is essentially a matchmaker. The caregiver, you pay the agency for a caregiver, they come in, and then you are the supervisor of that caregiver. You're the responsible for the employment taxes. You're responsible to make sure they are getting their days off. You're making sure that they get paid overtime. But if you go with a full service agency, a home services agency like Partners in Senior Care or another licensed home services agency, you can be assured that the agency is going to pay all the employer taxes. They're going to screen and train the caregiver. They're going to help with you develop the plan of care. You don't need to worry about that. And also, if the caregiver becomes ill, needs to take time off, the agency is responsible for making sure there's a substitute or replacing the caregiver if it's just not working out. You can say, hey, I'd like a new caregiver. We're just not clicking anymore, and that's okay. It's so important, too, that you look at the credentials of the agency owners. Anybody can open a company. It's the hot franchise out there. So you really want to know, how long has somebody been in this industry? What are their backgrounds? A medical background is not required by law, but we feel you can't separate the diagnosis from the client, from the patient. So ask, is there a nurse on board? Partners in Senior Care supervises all of our caregivers with a registered nurse. And my mom, who started the agency, is a registered nurse, so we always follow that model. A nurse understands when the level of care increases and is able to adjust the plan of care accordingly or suggest that medical intervention is necessary. And also ask about the amount of supervision. The Department of Public Health only requires that somebody visits every 90 days. And is that enough for peace of mind? I didn't think so. I don't think so. And so, so ask the agency, how frequently are you visiting? Partners in Senior Care, we visit on average every other week, because the needs of the client can change so quickly. And it's really important that there's that extra set of eyes and ears visiting and checking in, and also available 24/7. That's another good question to ask, is who answers the phone on Saturdays or the weekends or nights? Is it an answering service? Does it go to a cell phone? Partners in Senior Care answers the phone 24/7, and we don't utilize an answering service. It gets transferred directly to a cell phone, and we always have a nurse on call 24/7.
See, that's great. And also, one of the areas I think that is really missing with hiring a home care agency, the question of how is the communication between the person being cared for and the family and the agency done? I mean, that's a very important piece of it, because if you hire somebody and you can never get a hold of them, you may have not hired Partners in Senior Care.
Right, exactly. That's definitely something to ask. If you're an adult child and you're at a distance, or you're doing caregiving at a distance, you want to have the feedback. So every time the supervisor comes in and says, hey, I popped in on your mom or your dad, things are going well, the caregiver said that she's eating better or she's not eating so well, to have that feedback. And also, if you have a concern, to be able to say, hey, I saw my mom today and, you know, I have a concern about this. What do you think? And you can say, yeah, I saw her too. And let's talk to the doctor about that issue, so that it's a continual, conversation and relationship that is, that we're always on the same page. It's
now
important.
You mentioned a staffing company versus an agency. And so the staffing companies send out caregivers, but they do not manage what goes on with that caregiver.
Right. It's then hands off. And so then the adult child or the client is responsible to manage their own care, manage the caregiver, and manage all the personnel responsibilities, and to supervise, to hire, to fire, to discipline. And that's just one worry you don't need to worry about. I mean, you have so many other things to worry about with your loved one. That's one thing you shouldn't have to worry about.
And I would think that the cost is pretty comparable to going through an agency or hiring a member to come in from a staffing agency.
It is quite comparable. And if you think of the liabilities, that you need to talk to your homeowner's insurance to make sure you have the additional rider on your insurance, who's paying the taxes, all those things, then at the end of the day, it just makes more sense to call the full service agency who is handling all those things.
Well, I also think, Angie, there's confusion with the consumer knowing a home health care and a home care. The distinction there, would you like to explain that?
Sure. A home health agency is what we typically think of the Medicare program, that when you're in the hospital and you're discharged, then a nurse or another service comes in and Medicare pays for that help. That is not, it's a short-term medical service. The doctor orders it. And the goal of home health is just to treat the illness or the injury and to help you get better. And then you're discharged. You regain your independence and are discharged. And Medicare pays for that.
For a period of time?
For a short period of time.
Okay.
A home care is typically private pay, non-medical. It's also called private duty. And it's generally paid for by long-term care insurance, your private pay. Medicare does not cover our services. There's also veterans benefits that you can use to pay for it as well.
Now, with the home care agency, the care is usually the activities of daily living. So it's out of the realm of medical most of the time.
Most of the time, yes. It typically assists you with feeding with nutrition, bathing, dressing, toileting, transferring, mobility, all the things that you need to just get by day to day, that's non-medical. But it can assist you with medication reminders. Make sure you're taking your medications. It can assist you with making sure you go to the doctor's appointments, transportation, those kinds of things.
So a little thing out of the box beyond the activities of daily living. I'm here with Angie Landmesser. She is the Director of Business Development for Partners in Senior Care. Their website is partnersinseniorcare.com. Their phone number, 847-548-1330. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Angie about how a spouse or adult child knows it's time to hire Partners in Senior Care. We'll be right back.
Imagine having to move your four-bedroom home into a one-bedroom apartment, and you have to do it by yourself. Now visualize doing this when you're 80. Yes, it's overwhelming. So where should you start? The answer is Mark Rantis at Rantis Property Group with Keller Williams Team Realty. Mark is your senior real estate concierge. In addition to helping you sell your home, Mark will connect you to all the trusted professionals you'll need to make your transition super smooth. Call Mark at 847-606-5272 or online at rantispropertygroup.com.
Let's talk about simplifying your life. Let's eliminate the hassle and confusion of organizing and sorting out all your daily or weekly medication. You can now get a clinical pharmacist to prepackage your medication and deliver it to your front door with free shipping. Hey, if the medication costs the same, why not simplify your life? And that's not all. You also get dental, vision, and hearing aid benefits at significant discounts. Go to controlmycare.info or call 877-582-2220 and get started today.
I got Mom home okay. She did pretty good tonight, but just seemed to fade away at times. I'm getting a little worried about her.
I know you are, hon. That's why I went online to look for help when you left. Look, I found this place called Autumn Leaves. They're a memory care community. They have 24/7 trained caregivers, home-cooked meals, and activities that'll help keep her happy and sharp.
I think it's time to schedule a visit.
AutumnLeaves.com. Day stay, respite, and assisted living programs close to home. Visit AutumnLeaves.com.
We worked hard for everything we have. Now it's time to do our estate plan. To be honest, we're just lost. I hear different things from different people. One lawyer wanted $5,000. Why is it so expensive? I'm really worried.
Estate planning doesn't need to be complex or expensive. Call Chicago Title Land Trust Company for a free consultation and attorney referral. 888-878-7856. That's 888-878-7856.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old.
This is Susie Zawacki, and we are talking about caregiving 101 today. Just the basics. I'm here with Angie Landmesser. She is the Director of Business Development. And one of the things I really want you to keep in mind is valuing the invaluable. Family caregiving comes at a substantial cost and not just the realm of monetary. And a difference that a day can make, and people react, of course, completely different during a crisis. And really knowing about family caregiving and why you want to have a professional involved is so important, right, Angie?
Absolutely.
I mean, you must see this. So how does someone know when to hire a professional?
Sometimes it's easy as after you've been hospitalized. That's kind of an easy warning sign. I've been in the hospital and now it's time to go home. I've had surgery or I was in the hospital for pneumonia. And then a caregiver can really help you get you back on your feet to help you make sure you're eating well, you're taking your medications, getting you to your follow-up doctor's appointments, and making sure that you're as strong as you can be before you're on your own. But then there can be subtle warning signs. An adult daughter or son might come in and see, wow, things have changed with my parents. They're not eating as well. They've noticed that there could be expired food in the refrigerator. They're noticing maybe some hygiene issues, that they're not bathing or their clothes are dirty. Those can be signs that maybe they need a little bit of extra help in the house. And a little bit of help can really help a senior maintain independence longer. Because if we make sure that they're taking their meds, we make sure they're eating well, drinking their water, then we can hopefully avoid the hospitalization. And that's what we all want, because every time a senior is hospitalized, they really, really, they really decrease in mobility and cognition.
Well, I think there's also, as I talked about leading into this segment, about the crisis. I mean, you must know from working with families and the calls that you get, a lot of times that's when people are contacting you. I mean, do you see
this? Right, absolutely. And it's so hard, even healthcare professionals in the middle of a crisis, it's hard to really think right and think clearly and make the right decisions. And so to do your homework now and know what professionals you may want to call on in an emergency, we have a retainer program that really helps families that if in an emergency, they know they can call us and we can help be their advocate. And so that we can help them put all the services in place in an emergency, whether it's home health or helping them make the right decisions for a skilled nursing facility and or getting a caregiver in to help at home, help the senior recover, we can do that. And we can think clearly and help the family members when they're in the middle of a crisis.
Well, I think that's so missing because we usually don't go looking for something until we really need it.
Right.
And it's the same thing with caregiving. But I'm sure working, you know, as with families, I'm sure you've heard, why did I wait so long?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, absolutely. It's something we hear all the time that they think that their parents won't want to accept help. Or even the parents when they have a caregiver come in and helping them with their laundry or changing the sheets on their beds just makes them realize, wow, I don't need to spend time doing this kind of thing anymore when I can have somebody else help me with it. And that'll give their loved one more time to do the things they enjoy, like go get out to their bridge club or, you know, do an activity, pick up an activity that they may not have ever tried before. A caregiver can help them do those things so they're not spending their time doing the things that are difficult.
Well, this is one of the things that I see as a huge plus. Like you just mentioned, somebody doing something like helping with housekeeping. Aging in place is really the conversation today. People do not want to give up their independence. They don't want to give up their home. They want to stay in it as long as they possibly can. And I think that's important that people know you don't have to hire a caregiver that's 24/7, 7 days a week. You don't. I mean, what is
not
your
at all? You just come in, even just 4 hours a day can really mean a difference. A caregiver coming in and checking in, making sure your parents took their morning meds or the meds from the night before, making sure they had a good breakfast and a nice lunch and making sure there's a dinner in the fridge for later on that they can warm up, or a sandwich, and helping with the laundry. It makes a difference. Just taking medications on time, not missing them, can really go a long way in preventing falls and hospitalizations. And so just to say to your parents, she's just going to make sure you're taking your medications and reminding you, we don't want you to go back in the hospital again. And she's just going to be here 4 hours. She's not going to be breathing down your neck all day long.
I think it's a set of extra eyes that gets to view the health condition of an aging person from a completely different view than you do as a son or daughter. Because all the emotion that's attached with that, it's sometimes hard to see any type of change in their health, where I think a caregiver would notice that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. To notice a change in cognition or something like that. And sometimes it's not as disastrous as a daughter might think. She might check in on mom and say, wow, it seems that she doesn't remember me. Something's going on. It could be as simple as a UTI or dehydration. And and then she'll be just fine. And a caregiver can really monitor that and make sure she's taking her antibiotics, make sure she's hydrated, and she'll be back to where she was before. And that's, you know, or the bathing issue. That's something that adult children really get hung up about. Gosh, my mom says she hasn't bathed in a month. Well, we can come and say, you know what, it's okay. Nobody's ever died from not bathing. So let's figure out why she's not bathing. We can help her maybe get grab bars in place, and our caregivers can help her feel safe. Maybe she doesn't feel safe in the shower anymore, and we can be a standby assist.
Or even safe telling their child, this is a problem. I mean, then they're afraid that they're not going to be in their home anymore, and they're going to be moved out. I'm here with Angie Landmesser. She is a director of business development with Partners in Senior Care. Their website is just that, partnersinseniorcare.com. Their phone number, 847-548-1330. Now, does Partners in Senior Care have a minimum number of hours per week that they would work with a family?
We typically say a four-hour shift. It could be one day a week or more than that. We do less than that, but with the cost of gas, it's really difficult to get caregivers to come in. And really, 4 hours, we can do so much and really give you a lot of bang for your buck. Like I said, get the linens changed and do some laundry and really do a lot for your loved one in 4 hours.
Well, one of the greatest things about your company is the retainer program. And the retainer program, for anybody that wants to be proactive, because if you're going to live a long time, there's going to be a day that something happens. It's inevitable most of the time, I would say a very large percentage. But the retainer program, go a little bit more into that.
Really, the key to why the retainer program is so successful is we're getting all of the information in order so that if we have to be an advocate in the case of emergency, we can do so. So we are regularly updating your medical history, your medications, checking in with your doctors so that we have a good understanding of your loved one's needs and wants and desires in an emergency. So that we can be an advocate at the drop of a hat in the middle of the night. If your loved one goes out 911, we're there for you.
Because you've got everything
in order.
In order. Boy, what a great program that is. And once again, Angie's number is 847-548-1330. The value of doing that now, and you may never need it.
We say get it together before it falls apart, because it will fall apart. We know it will. And get it all written down and in one place so that you know what to do in an emergency.
I mean, that's so important and that's so missing. That's why I love the retainer program. And I think for anybody that is cognitively aware and really healthy, it is something to definitely consider. And coming back, we're going to talk more about home care 101. And is home care always the answer? I'm going to ask Angie the tough question coming up next right here on Aging Info Radio.
You're never alone with family-owned Partners in Senior Care. We provide seniors with compassionate home care. Our caregivers can help your loved one at home with companionship, bathing, transportation, and lots more to make things easier. Let our family take care of your family. Partners in Senior Care. Call us at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us on the web at partnersinseniorcare.com. That's partnersinseniorcare.com.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free seminar, and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615. That's 800-429-9615. Call now.
Lights, camera, action. It's time for the 20th Annual Senior Lifestyle Expo. With over 100 exhibitors, great seminars, exciting activities, fabulous entertainment, and a fun Hollywood theme, there's going to be something for everyone. We're rolling out the red carpet, so make your plans now to join us at the Drury Lane Oak Brook Terrace on August 25th and 26th from 9 a.m. till 2 p.m. Visit SeniorLifestyleExpo.org for all the details. We'll see you there.
One of the most difficult decisions you make as an adult is how to care for your parents. Finding the right environment for your loved ones can be challenging and frustrating. But with all the senior living options available, how do you choose the right senior home to care for them? Put your trust in Alternatives for Seniors. They will help you sort through all your options. Visit AlternativesForSeniors.com or call 888-WE-ASSIST. That's 888-932-7747 or AlternativesForSeniors.com.
At Standard Bank, they believe you should work with a true community bank that cares about your financial needs and who has the financial products for every stage of your life. They have a full suite of mortgage products from conventional FHA and VA loans to home equity loans and reverse mortgages. And they have the expertise to find the right product for you. At Standard Bank, you'll find services that fit your lifestyle. Standard Bank, in your neighborhood. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
What? I owe how much before my health insurance pays? Help!
Join the thousands who offset their deductibles, co-pays, and other fees with healthcare services that save you substantially on your out-of-pocket costs. Doctor consults, dental, vision, prescription drugs, lab testing, and much more. Why pay more out-of-pocket costs when you don't have to? Go to controlmycare.info or call 877-582-2220. That's controlmycare.info or 877-582-2220.
This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people too.
You're listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Sawacki. Chicago.
And For My Sue Says, sponsored by Senior News 50 and Better. If you want others to be happy, practice compassion. Well, this segment is brought to you by ControlMyCare.info. If you have a chronic illness, take four or more medications. The senior program is for you. No more sorting out medicine or wondering what medications you have taken. Your care team will help make it easy. Go to ControlMyCare.info or call 877-582-2220. ControlMyCare.info will greatly impact your life, and all for only $20 per month per family. And I'm here with Angie Landmesser. She is the Director of Business Development with Partners in Senior Care. We are talking about Caregiver 101 Basics today. I mean, there's so much to be said about caregiving, but Angie, I have to ask you, is home care always the answer?
You know, sometimes it's not. And that's really, I think, also a benefit of calling an agency like Partners in Senior Care, because we have a nurse who comes out and meets with the family to really get a good understanding of what the senior and their family needs. And sometimes it's the senior might benefit from going to a daytime program for Parkinson's disease. Or if there's severe memory or cognitive issues, they might benefit from going to a senior living community that has a memory care program. Also, they do a home safety assessment. Sometimes the home is not safe to live in and cannot be modified to make it safe for the senior to live independently at home. And a nurse can sit with the family and talk to them about that to really find out what the best place is for their loved one.
I think it also, doing it that, like what, how you said, gives the spouse or the family caregiver the opportunity to see if they can really manage the care.
Right.
Which I think is a, you know, people want to help. This has gone on for generations.
People do want to help, and sometimes it's okay to say you are still honoring your parents, your mother and your father, by having them move into a senior living community. It's okay. You don't have to be the caregiving daughter. I know you want to, but you are still honoring them by having somebody else take care of them, because that is what's best for your parent.
I think once they get to the point of having a caregiver, you probably see this too with the people that you care for, there can be a relief from the aging person to know that they have taken the burden off of their family. Do you see this?
Yes, absolutely. Sometimes the adult daughter can be very resentful because they might be the caregiving daughter and there's other siblings that live out of state and they're not participating in that. And by bringing a professional in, they no longer have the resentment or the guilt or all those other things that are attached with that.
The unknown.
And they can just be a daughter again and just enjoy the relationship with their parents.
Now, you had talked earlier about people paying for private duty home care with Partners in Senior Care. There is a veteran's aid and attendance benefit, and does it qualify a veteran or their spouse?
It has a veteran who served during wartime. And if you go to our website, partnersinseniorcare.com, and click on the Aging Info Radio button, you'll see a link to all of the resources that I'm mentioning. So veterans aid and attendance. A VFW can assist you in filling out applications. No one can charge you for assisting you. There is a financial qualifier to receive the benefit. There's also that your audience should be aware of that Vietnam veterans who were exposed to Agent Orange during the Vietnam War, they may not even have known they were exposed to it. If they have coronary artery disease, Parkinson's disease, or diabetes, they might be able to receive benefits from the Veterans Association. The VFW can help you apply for the benefit and explain it. There's no financial qualifier for that. It's important to know. There's also the Medicaid waiver program, and that's something if you are low income, the Area Agency on Aging can help you apply for respite care or a caregiver to come in a few hours a week that Medicaid pays for.
And Medicare is a no.
No Medicare. Medicare does not pay for any kind of caregiving services on a long-term basis.
Do you ever see that happening?
Hopefully one day, maybe several years down the line with Medicare reform, but it's not in the near future.
So it's all private pay?
Private pay or long-term care insurance. You might have a policy. Some private insurance companies are now paying for caregiving services, but that's pretty rare. But it's certainly something to look into.
And it's coming about because they're realizing the hospital stays can be shorter and less because they're getting the care they need. And again, I'm with Angie Landmesser with Partners in Senior Care. And coming up next, Angie is going to walk us through when you call 847-548-1330 and ask for Angie. She's going to tell you exactly how it works with Partners in Senior Care. This is Aging Info Radio. We'll be right back.
Families count on Standard Bank for personal service and convenience. Business owners find smart solutions and the resources to capitalize on new opportunities. Standard Bank, in your neighborhood. Visit standardbanks.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Standard Bank invests in their communities with people you know, services that make your life easier, and resources you can count on. Standard Bank, in your neighborhood. Visit standardbanks.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Get it together before it falls apart with a Care Connector Healthcare Binder from Partners in Senior Care. The Care Connector Binder helps you assemble all healthcare information in one simple format. The Care Connector provides peace of mind by keeping all essential medical information accessible at times when you need it most, such as doctor appointments or during times of crisis. Order yours today at partnersinseniorcare.com or call us at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us at partnersinseniorcare.com.
Missing teeth can cause embarrassing gaps in your smile. They can even cause problems with chewing or talking. You probably feel self-conscious, and maybe you've been considering dental implants for a while, but you have concerns. Don't let fear stand in your way to gaining your beautiful smile back. Dr. Joel Akrush and his caring team at Artistic Dentistry understands that most people don't like to go to the dentist. For the last 23 years, Dr. Akrush has helped ease the concerns of more than 11,000 satisfied patients. He focuses on creating custom dental implants that look just like your natural teeth. The entire procedure is completed at one location with one doctor. Artistic Dentistry uses a state-of-the-art CBCT scan, which allows Dr. Akrush to customize your smile with precision planning, allowing for immediate use and quick healing. Get the smile you've always wanted. Call Artistic Dentistry now at 708-301-6060 or log on to donewithdentures.com. That's donewithdentures.com. Artistic Dentistry, serving the South and Southwest suburbs for more than 23 years.
Back to the show, sure to move boomers and seniors forward on their aging journey. Aging Info Radio with Sue Sawacki.
We are talking about caregiving 101 today and the average family caregiver. And keep this in mind, if you're a sibling and all you know is your other siblings are caring for a parent, they spend 21 hours a week on average caring for their aging parent. So keep that in mind, but when you do need to hire a professional, I highly recommend Partners in Senior Care. And Angie Landmesser is who you would want to call at 847-548-1330. And Angie, what happens when somebody calls your office?
Well, first of all, they can call anytime, day or night, and we will answer the phone. And it is someone from the office answering the phone. And a big part of what we do is listen, really listen to how caring for the senior has affected the adult child, really listen to what their needs are and what they think they want. And then we send out a nurse who will come in and sit down with the senior, sit down with the family and do an assessment. And they'll assess the activities of daily living, how much assistance they may need with bathing, dressing, meal preparation. We do a medication profile on every client. We do a home safety evaluation, a mini mental as well, so we can assess their cognitive level. So we track that regularly over time, so that if we see a decline in their cognition, that could be an alert to either have more caregiving put in place or to get a physician involved. And then we develop a plan of care. We sit down with the family and say, okay, what days do you want things to happen? And what would you like to see a caregiver help you with? And that's all before we ever send in a caregiver, before we ever, bring anybody in. We're finding out really what their needs are. We find out what they like to do, what socialization they like to do. Do you like playing cards? Do you like watching the operas on PBS? Do you like to garden? And that way, too, we can really find the best caregiver for them that'll complement what the senior likes to do in the home.
So, which is another important question, is what if they don't like the caregiver that is brought in?
They can always call us and say, hey, it's not working out, because it's an intimate relationship. You know, you dated a lot of people before you married your husband or wife. So even 6 months down the line, they could say, you know, it's just kind of getting on my nerves, and maybe, you know,
a change.
Yeah, I need a change. I need a break. It's not you, it's me. So it's okay. That's why we're here, and that's why we call, and that's why we check in.
That's the human element.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we can find a caregiver who, might be able to cook your favorite meal better, or really loves to play cards or dance. So really, really try to make the right connection.
Yeah, and they may really enjoy the person and become, you know, great friends and really understand as the needs grow what type of services are needed. Now, Partners in Senior Care is an outstanding company, and you have won a number of awards. Would you like to talk about them?
Oh, thank you. Yes, we are very pleased that for the second time we've been awarded a Leader in Excellence Award from Home Care Pulse. We really value our client and caregiver satisfactions. And Home Care Pulse is a third-party survey company. They survey They survey for home care agencies across the United States. Hundreds of home care agencies use their services. And they call all of our clients and caregivers and ask how we're doing. And because of our client high client and caregiver satisfaction, we've received the Leader in Excellence Awards. Less than five agencies in the country have received this designation. I think only about 45, and only two or three in the state of Illinois. So if you think of over 600 home care agencies in the state of Illinois, only a few have received this Leader in Excellence Award. And you can find all the award winners on bestofhomecare.com. And that's a great resource to find a home care agency all over the country that's award winning. It's at bestofhomecare.com. And you can see our clients and caregiver satisfaction ratings real time on their website, and also other agencies throughout the country.
I mean, with the 600 private duty home care companies in the greater Chicagoland area, to be one of three says a whole lot. What do you think caused that? I mean, what is the one thing that really sticks out? I know many things about Partners in Senior Care that makes you above and beyond, but what do you say?
Definitely how we train and treat our caregivers. Our caregiver retention rate is 79%. Many of our caregivers have been with us greater than 5 years. Some of them are coming up onto their 10-year anniversary, which I'm very excited about. And I think that has a lot to do with it. How we treat our caregivers directly correlates with how they treat our clients. And so to have a satisfied, well-trained caregiver who feels they have the support and the backing of a professional team really makes the difference.
And you look at their lifestyle. I mean, you're not going to send them geographically from, you know, the Chicago South area all the way up to the North area. You're going to look at all those variables. Now, you also have a Care Connector Healthcare Binder.
Yes, our Care Connector Healthcare Binder is on our website, and we give it to our clients and our geriatric care management clients, and it's your whole medical history all in one binder, your family's history, your personal history, all of your doctors, all of your doctor visits, all of the things we talk about that you have to get together in one place in a binder.
Like you said, you want to get it together before it falls apart.
Absolutely.
I mean, that all those documents and who to call and what type of medication you take and all the details really make a difference.
Absolutely. And in a binder, because people think, well, it's all electronic. But if in an emergency, the paramedics see a jump drive or a binder, they're going to take the binder.
Yes, absolutely. Well, Angie's going to give us her words of wisdom coming up next right here on Aging Info Radio.
Imagine having to move your four-bedroom home into a one-bedroom apartment, and you have to do it by yourself. Now visualize doing this when you're 80. Yes, it's overwhelming. So where should you start? The answer is Mark Rantis at Rantis Property Group with Keller Williams Team Realty. Mark is your senior real estate concierge. In addition to helping you sell your home, Mark will connect you to all the trusted professionals you'll need to make your transition super smooth. Call Mark at 847-606-5272 or online at rantisprop.
I got Mom home okay. She did pretty good tonight, but just seemed to fade away at times. I'm getting a little worried about her.
I know you are, hon. That's why I went online to look for help when you left. Look, I found this place called Autumn Leaves. They're a memory care community. They have 24/7 trained caregivers, home-cooked meals, and activities that'll help keep her happy and sharp.
I think it's time to schedule a visit.
AutumnLeaves.com. Day stay, respite, and assisted living programs close to home. Visit AutumnLeaves.com.
We worked hard for everything we have. Now it's time to do our estate plan. To be honest, we're just lost. I hear different things from different people. One lawyer wanted $5,000. Why is it so expensive? I'm really worried.
Estate planning doesn't need to be complex or expensive. Call Chicago Title Land Trust Company for a free consultation and attorney referral. 888-878-7856. That's 888-878-7856.
Be a star at the 20th Annual Senior Lifestyle Expo. Showcase your talent on stage, and you could be our 2015 Senior Idol. More of a behind-the-scenes type? Share your wisdom and enter the writing challenge. Both competitions feature cash prizes. Visit SeniorLifestyleExpo.org for applications and all the details. It's going to be lights, camera, action at the Drury Lane Oak Brook Terrace, August 25th and 26th from 9 a.m. till 2 p.m. We'll see you there.
Sue says, never stop learning. It brings life to your life. And now back to Aging Info Radio.
We've been talking about caregiving today, the basics, the 101 basics here with Angie Landmesser from Partners in Senior Care. Again, their phone number is 847-548-1330. Their website is partnersinseniorcare.com. And Angie, your words of wisdom for the day.
I think it's so important that we honor and know our clients and be aware of who our clients are. And that's something I tell our caregivers all the time. If all our client can do for themselves is brush their teeth and it takes them 30 minutes to do it, we need to honor that and let them do that, because that is what is important. We need to make sure our clients are cared for with dignity, and that we really make sure we can maintain whatever independence they have as best we can.
For as long as you can.
As long as you can.
I always say, know thy customer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thank you so much for being my guest today on Aging Info Radio. And again, I can't say enough about Partners in Senior Care. They are just a top notch, one out of 600 in the Chicagoland area and a top three in that category. Thank you, Angie.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
All right, and this coming Wednesday, we have the Active Senior Expo at the William Tell Holiday Inn at 6201 Joliet Road in Countryside, Illinois. This will go on from 9:30 in the morning till 2 p.m. A lot of free seminars and health screenings and giveaways and door prizes. And again, that is Wednesday, July 29th at the William Tell Holiday Inn on Joliet Road in Countryside. And imagine having to move from your four-bedroom home into a one-bedroom apartment, and you have to do it all by yourself. Now imagine doing it when you're 80. Where would you start, and who would you call? Mark Rantis is who you would call, your senior real estate concierge. In addition to getting your home sold, he will connect you to all trusted professionals to make your transition super smooth. Call Mark Rantis at 847-606-5272. And my furry friend Daisy and I always talk about the no-kill shelters, especially our favorite Paws Chicago. And this week's pooch up for adoption is Classy Dancer, a three-month-old female terrier mix. Go to pawschicago.org and check out Classy Dancer. She is waiting with her paws crossed, a beautiful dog who will not be around long. That's right, Daisy. Tell them to call PAWS at 773-935-PAWS. And Autumn Leaves is your memory care community. They don't simply care for people with Alzheimer's and dementia. They strive to help them live each day with joy and meaning, combining clinical expertise, knowledge of dementia, and heartfelt compassion to create the best possible environment. Visit Autumn Leaves at 888-662-8886. And I hope you enjoyed our show today. And again, Partners in Senior Care, their phone number is 847-548-1330. They will take care of your loved one as if they were a family member of their own. I guarantee that they are one of the best in the greater Chicagoland area. And Angie's website will also be posted at aginginforadio.com. I hope you've enjoyed everything today. I'm Susie Zawacki, your host, and until we meet again, this is my message to you. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
That was Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Presented by ControlMyCare.info. Be sure to catch us again next Sunday as we continue conversations that will keep us all moving forward on our aging journey, right here on AM 560, The Answer.
Talk about simplifying your life. Let's eliminate the hassle and confusion of organizing and sorting out all your daily or weekly medication. You can now get a clinical pharmacist to prepackage your medication and deliver it to your front door with free shipping. Hey, if the medication costs the same, why not simplify your life? And that's not all. You also get dental, vision, and hearing aid benefits at significant discounts. Go to controlmycare.info or call 877-582-2220 and get started today.
Imagine having to move your four-bedroom home into a one-bedroom apartment, and you have to do it by yourself. Now visualize doing this when you're 80. Yes, it's overwhelming. So where should you start? The answer is Mark Rantis at Rantis Property Group with Keller Williams Team Realty. Mark is your senior real estate concierge. In addition to helping you sell your home, Mark will connect you to all the trusted professionals you'll need to make your transition super smooth. Call Mark at 847-606-5272 or online at rantispropertygroup.com.
It's news, opinion, insight. It's AM 560, The Answer. WIND, Chicago.